We have a special guest with us from Fruition Seeds, one of their founders. It's Petra Page Mann. Good morning, Petra.
Good morning, Michael. So good to hear your voice.
Yeah, and thank you for taking a moment in seed starting season. What's going on in your world of starting seeds and some of the transplants that you sell in the spring?
It's very hilarious. There are some years, like last year, where we're filling the greenhouse 6 to 8 weeks before last frost, and we're already eating fiddleheads and ramps, and we're surrounded by warblers singing. And this year, the red-winged blackbirds are back, and the dandelions are about a half inch long. I've eaten a few. But we are literally filling our greenhouse full of green things in the middle of blizzards. So each year is a little different, and this year, of course, is following suit of being its own year. But we have already started. This week, we started all our tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, everything that we needed to start 6 to 8 weeks before last frost, we started this week, right around that eight-week mark. And so if you haven't started your peppers, eggplants, tomatoes, it's by no means too late. You haven't missed the window. You really have till mid-April to really to still have great transplants for the season.
And you're known as a seed company, but in the spring you sell transplants on Saturdays, and also you ship them, don't you?
We actually don't ship them anymore. We did for a couple years, and it was shipping is a whole different universe. So we decided that we would love people to come to us and keep it more simple for everybody. So alas, you'll just have to come to the farm. And we're in Naples and the Bristol Hills, and yeah, we have a beautiful farm that we love to share with people.
You've launched a new garden club that's online, and what is Flourish, and give us a sense how the first year is going.
Oh, yeah. So for years and years, Michael, we've had people ask us for more. And yes, we have amazing seeds, but if people don't have the skills and the timing and amid everything else they're doing with their lives, it's really easy to let things fall through the cracks. And so people have for years been saying, your seeds are amazing, but what I need is more personal advice, more timely advice, and just more personal in-depth information to be successful. And so this year we have started Flourish Garden Club, and that is the deep dive of how we do what we do so that you can do that at home. And of course, I mean, we have lots of information on our website. We have a YouTube channel with over 100 videos of how to do various, all kinds of things in the garden. And if you follow us on Facebook and Instagram, I post lots of tips all the time and are sharing, this is what we're sowing, this is what we're doing. So that's a great way to stay in touch and to stay, you know, abreast with the season. But Flourish is a much deeper dive. If you've seen our YouTube videos, they're anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes long. And every week I put in literally a half hour plus sometimes of video footage with Flourish. So it's right now tons of things of me in the greenhouse giving you all the details of how we're sowing specific seeds and all kinds of juicy details. And there's also live Q&A with me every month. And there's an online forum where you can ask any question anytime. And what I love about it, it's a beautiful community already that I've been really pleasantly surprised how many people have come on board and are bringing Flourish truly to it. Just there's so much heart and soul in it. And people ask questions on the forum, and I'm there every day jumping in and offering my 2 cents. But there are so many experienced, incredibly passionate, incredibly curious, and really generous people in Flourish. So it's this amazing community conversation of people helping each other grow more, do more, and just have fun. Gardening is not meant to be in isolation, at least in my garden. I love, there are certainly plenty of moments I love my solitude, but ultimately I want to be sowing seeds with people and sharing my abundance with people and gardening with people and flourish is this unbelievable community.
And people can sign up for a month, or you don't need to sign up for a year to start with, right?
Yeah, you can sign up for 1 month. You can sign up for 4 months. You can sign up for 12 months. And it basically costs just a couple seed packets a month. And, you know, there's, I'm going to give your listeners a promo code for a free month of Flourish. Because I just want people to experience it. And it's so much fun, and it's so rich and meaningful for people. So you can go to fruitionseeds.com and go to our blog. And then you'll see all this info about Flourish. And here's the promo code for a free month. Just put in Let's Flourish, all lowercase, no apostrophe, no punctuation, just Let's Flourish. And that will give you a free month, whether you sign up for just 1 month or 4 or 12, whatever level you want to experiment with. And then you can see what it's like and see if it's a good fit for you. And it is, I am so thrilled to be sharing all of these resources with people.
Well, a lot of listeners may not realize how many flower shows you go to with your seeds each year during the winter season, and so you connect with people around the country.
It's true. I mean, admittedly, we just do the flower shows here in the Northeast. There's a really big, beautiful one in Seattle, and because we're really focused on the Finger Lakes, we're really focused on short seasons in the Northeast. So we just do the flower shows. Here in the Northeast, we do Philadelphia and Boston. Maine has an amazing flower show these days. Connecticut, I'm glad that Rochester Gardenscape has gotten back on the scene again. It's very fun. It's very crazy, and it's very fun. It definitely is a sure sign of spring.
Yeah, well, Petra Page Mann is with us from Fruition Seeds, and I saw a note recently that your partner Matthew, he's involved in, and you have both been involved in research with Cornell, but this includes Dan Barber, the chef owner and author from Blue Hill at Stone Barns. And so what's happening with that collaboration?
Oh, it's so exciting, Michael. There's Dan Barber, the chef at Blue Hill at Stone Barns, and Michael Mazurek is one of the top organic plant breeders in the world, and he is at Cornell. And when Matthew and I started Fruition in 2012, Michael totally took us under his wing, and he is so good at pushing us, and in the very best possible way. And so he introduced us to a lot of wonderful people and got us involved in a lot of the collaborations that he already had existing, and also gave him permission with these fun new collaborators who were just excited to jump into anything, whose names were Petra and Matthew. He gave him permission to explore some horizons that he hadn't had the right ambitious enough / naive enough partners to explore those things with. And so we started some breeding projects and just some selection projects with seed with Blue Hill. And so this conversation started about 5 years ago, and we've been working on some collaborations on a bunch of different crops over a couple years. And then Dan and Michael approached Matthew and I and asked if we would consider starting a seed company with them. And so that has just come to fruition, if you will. And so it's totally different from Fruition, fundamentally separate. And its vision is that delicious food is what might change the food system more than anything else. And that if we can leverage the power of plant breeders with celebrity chefs, for better or for worse, with the people on the ground making things happen in the seed world, that no one is going to do that work if we don't jump up and do it. So they focus on varieties that are bred specifically for Flavor, with Dan, and soon with a lot of other chefs around the country and around the world, and a lot of other plant breeders besides Michael. And it's kind of this grassroots groundswell of insistence that flavor really is what makes people eat vegetables more. And also flavor is nutrition. But yeah, Row 7 is the name of this new seed company. You can find them at row7.com, and it's really profound and really delicious. And we're very fortunate and honored to be a part of it.
And the with what you've done since you started, part of the idea is to save seeds, not just you, but you encourage people who buy from you to save their seeds and grow more next year, right?
Totally, totally. I remember vividly the first time when I was in the Thousand Islands at my grandparents' cottage catching fish. And I don't remember exactly how old I was. I think I was maybe 5 or 6. And I heard the phrase for the first time, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime. And because I had just learned how to catch fish myself, I was like, wow. Wow, I'm really glad I know how to catch fish. And so fast forward a few decades, and I am happy to give people seeds and feed them for that growing season. But if I can not only give you seeds, but give you the resources and inspiration that you need to save those seeds, then I'm feeding you not only for your lifetime, but all of your grandchildren and all kinds of people that you love and care about as well. So we are certainly a seed company, and we sell seeds, but you'll find, whether it's on our website or on our YouTube channel, we have a ton of seed-saving information out there. And people call us up all the time and send me emails all the time, and I love it. And if they ask me gardening questions, I'm there for them. But if they ask me a seed-saving question, I, sit down and put my feet up and take all the time in the world because, yeah, I'm extremely invested in people saving seed, and that's how regional adaptation worked for the first 10,000 years. And our species has really thrived as a result. We've kind of forgotten how to do that in the last century. For various and sundry reasons, but I love to think that I can perhaps inspire people to do something meaningful for them and for future generations.
And you also are doing some hands-on classes on Saturday afternoons. Do people need to sign up in advance for these? And what are some details?
Yeah, I love that people are coming to the farm and doing these hands-on classes, and I don't ask for registration ahead of time, just to keep it simple for everybody. So you can just come any Saturday in April and May. We'll be doing on-farm immersive hands-on workshops, classes on diverse organic gardening subjects. Like today, from 2 to 3:30, we're going to be focusing on. We're going to be in our cozy greenhouse, drinking hot tea and sowing seeds. Specifically sowing the seeds that are perfect to sow now, 6 to 8 weeks before last frost. And it's totally family friendly as well. And yeah, so next week we're focusing on milkweed and starting other natives from seed. The following week we're doing some direct sowing, different strategies, actually out in the garden. Fingers crossed. I guess I'm not holding my breath as I look outside and watch the snowfall. But yeah, and you'll find on our website all of those details, all of the classes. And the classes cost $20 and plus $5 on a day like today where there's materials. Like everyone goes home with a tray, at least one tray of freshly, perfectly sown seeds. But in addition to the actual class and bringing things home, you get a digital copy of my ebook. I just wrote a little ebook called Rise and Shine, Starting Seeds with Ease. And so it's all about seed starting, tons of tricks and tips and charts and tons of great info. So you get a complimentary digital copy of that, and you also get a free seed packet, and you get a free month of Flourish as well, our online garden club. So it's a whole lot of value for a small price tag, and that is just a reflection of how much I really want to be sure that people have access to this and are getting the resources they need to be inspired and successful from the beginning of the season to the end.
And you only have the retail hours in the spring, and again, the class is in the afternoon, but what are your retail hours for the garden shop this spring?
So our retail, kind of our seed store here at the farm, is 10 to 2 on Saturdays. And then the classes are always from 2 to 3:30. And the classes go till the end of May, and the seed store goes till June 5th.
All right. And the this year, among your selections of seed, are there a couple vegetables or herbs or flowers maybe you'd like to encourage people to try that maybe they might not notice or maybe haven't heard of?
Yeah, we always add fun things each year, and picking a couple is always a challenge, but I guess a mother could pick her favorite children when properly prompted.
And, just for the day.
One that I'll lift up is a new tomato that's a Cornell collaboration that is one, what its parentage is half brandy wine tomato, super delicious, quintessential heirloom, zero disease resistance. And the other is a super disease resistant line from Cornell. And the result is Brandy Wise, which I think is such a clever name instead of Brandy Wine. It's Brandy Wise. And so it combines all of that heirloom flavor that we love, that we crave, that has all the nutrition we're looking for with the disease resistance so that we will actually be able to harvest tomatoes consistently from the beginning of the season to frost. And increasingly, whether it's late blight or early blight or septoria leaf spot, it's very challenging to grow tomatoes in the Northeast. And so disease resistance is hands down your best approach to reducing disease. There are lots of other cultural approaches, like water the soil instead of the leaves and water only in morning, and keep your tomatoes well pruned so you're not now having additional humidity. I have a really nice blog post about it from a month or so ago. But hands down, there's no such thing as a silver bullet in this world, but the closest thing is just starting with disease-resistant seeds. And we have those both as seeds, and we'll have them as transplants as well at the farm in May. So that is the tomato to try for 2018. And the flower that I'm excited to share with everybody, we have a bunch of great flowers, all cutting flowers for this season, but there's one that I can't wait. It's about to start emerging from the ground as soon as the snows melt, and I can't wait to see it again. And it's a Rudbeckia style, so a cone flower, but it's a strain called Chim Chimney, as in Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chim Chiru. And when you see it, you'll see why, because it looks like, you know, that what people clean chimneys with. So it has all of these, the ray of petals, instead of being wide, relatively flat petals like a classic Rudbeckia or coneflower, they're more like quills. They're very narrow. They're more like a Chinese aster, and they're straight out, and so they're very striking. And then the color is this rich autumnal palette of golds and burgundies, chocolates and mauves, and it's so beautiful. And we had a whole row of them right at the beginning of the farm last year, and so as I'd be walking into the farm to do anything else on a given day, they'd be right there. And even if I had to scurry into a back corner to do something very specific and very timely, I just, every time I would stop, and just my breath would be taken away by this row of Chim Chimney Rudbeckia. It is so striking, and monarch butterflies love it, and lots of other beneficial insects and natives love it as well. So it's a, and it's a perennial, so you'll have it for years and years and years to come.
It seems like cutting flowers have are making a comeback. There are more people commercially growing them and probably buying seeds from you. So you're looking for new varieties, more options to give them, but it seems like the farmers markets and like Brighton Farmers Market, there's some fantastic cut flowers there in the summer. It's like an old, something people used to do more of, and now it's coming back.
I couldn't agree more. I certainly observe the same things, Michael. Cut flowers have made a huge, are very in vogue, and I think a decade ago I would have been disappointed in that it feels superfluous and superficial. If you're growing things, why not grow food for yourself? If you have enough food already, there are plenty of other hungry people within a 10-mile radius of you. But perhaps as I get older and more complacent slash wise, I just love that people love what they love. And doing little things for ourselves to take care of ourselves and our deepest sense of connection and beauty. There's not, what else are we here on this planet for besides be kind to each other? But we can't be kind to each other before we're kind to ourselves. So people taking care of their sense of place and their sense of beauty. You know, there's bread, but there's roses.
And those, you can take the cut flowers from your own garden and brighten someone's day, bring them into work, bring them to someone who's, you know, struggling through a tough time, and,
yeah,
and those flowers can mean a lot.
Yeah, it's so true. It's those, it's the little things that are not so little.
Yeah, well, you can go to fruitionseeds.com and get more details, but it may not look like spring out, but it's it's started for Fruition Seeds. You're open on Saturdays now, right?
Yeah, we're open every Saturday from 10 to 2 now through June 5th, and every Saturday from 2 to 3:30 we have a really fun hands-on organic gardening class on lots of different subjects as well. But yes, have faith. This is what faith in the Northeast as a gardener looks like. We have a greenhouse
that
is cozy and full of green things.
Well, I have a wonderful season. We'll catch up with you soon. Thank you very much, Petra.
Oh, thank you, Michael, and take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Petra Page Mann from Fruition Seeds. They are in the hills just above Naples, and I have now started their spring Saturday hours through the first Saturday of June. They'll be open on Saturdays. Well, we mentioned they will have transplants. Those are not ready yet because, as she said, they were sowing those the last couple of days, the tomatoes, the peppers, eggplants, and things. And so those transplants will be available in a few weeks. But you can head down now and get seeds. And again, you don't need to register in advance for the class from 2 to 3:30, where you'll be sowing some of your own seeds to bring home. The phone number here, 585-346-3000. You can also email me, Michael@saverlife.com.